Welcome! Today we're discussing an interesting content about the future of artificial intelligence, from business models and regulation to the very nature of human existence. Let's dive in.
I'm excited to discuss this. It's a topic with so many layers.
Absolutely. So let's start with a foundational shift. You were part of a move from a nonprofit to a for-profit structure. Why was that necessary? Was it a sudden light bulb moment?
The simple thing was, we just needed vastly more capital. We tried, and we simply couldn't attract the necessary funding as a nonprofit. We knew scaling computers was important, but even we underestimated just how much we'd need to scale them.
I see. So does that mean it's impossible to do AI in a meaningful way as a nonprofit now?
Well, no, not impossible. There's other things you can do for sure. But to be at the very front of scaling research, I think you probably can't do that as a nonprofit anymore. The resource demands are just too immense.
What about the government then? I mean, the Apollo program was a government project and it was wildly impressive. Couldn't they do it?
That's a great point. And you know, in a perfectly well-functioning society, I think this would be a government project. But firms are just much better at some things than government. I mean, could the Department of Energy do what's being done now? Maybe. But given that's not happening, I think it's better that it happens this way, as an American project, than not at all.
Got it. But you've also said society needs to set the guardrails, but society isn't a single entity. How does that actually happen?
It's a complex negotiation, for sure. But we get this right over time. Think about airplanes. They are, a few recent problems aside, remarkably safe. That happened because people wanted to know they wouldn't die, and everyone responded. The government with regulation, the manufacturers who wanted to sell planes, the scientists. It's a multi-party thing. Regulation plays a huge role.
Right, but that brings up an interesting comparison. When the internet and social media were taking off, the mantra was, keep government out. You seem to have a very different, more partnership-oriented view.
I hope it's a real partnership. It's been fairly constructive so far. Look, everyone agrees on two things. Too much regulation slows innovation, and not enough leads to a whole host of other problems. The debate is just about finding the right point on that spectrum.
And the internet is a cautionary tale, isn't it? We got some parts of that really wrong.
We got a lot of that wrong, but we got some parts right. I don't think most people would push a button to undo the internet, even with all its problems. There will be parts of AI we don't like, that future generations won't like. But on the whole, I truly believe it'll be a huge net win.
So speaking of that net win, what's the part that you personally are most excited about?
Oh, for me, it's about greatly increasing the rate of scientific discovery. If you zoom all the way out, that is how the world gets sustainably better. Don't get me wrong, incredible AI tutors and medical advisors will be amazing. But personally, I am so excited for science.
Any particular part of science?
If I had to pick one personal thing, go solve all of physics. The more we understand about physics, the more we can manipulate the universe. Who knows what comes from that, but it seems pretty important to find out.
Okay, but that's a bit of a challenge to the status quo, isn't it? If AI solves all of physics, what happens to the physicists?
I was being a little factious, but what I suspect will happen is that we answer the current questions, and in doing so, we find more and harder and more interesting problems on the other side. The goalposts just keep moving.
It reminds me of that John Maynard Keynes essay, Economic Prospects for Our Grandchildren. He predicted that with all our problems solved, we'd just make art and not care about money.
Ah, yes. And he was sort of right, sort of wrong. You could look at many people today from a 1930s perspective and say they're just making art, but that's not their experience of it. I think the human drives to be busy, to compare, to want more, they just keep going. Human nature doesn't really change.
So what about our relationships? There's a prediction that we're going to fall in love with robots or at least form deep emotional connections with AI entities.
I suspect entertainment will look very different, yes. Maybe time spent on TV is replaced with interactive experiences with AI. But I think for most of us, the premium on the real, human, authentic version of connection goes up, not down. I would bet there's something deep in our nature where the knowledge that it's another real person truly matters.
But sometimes you might not even know. If you're only texting someone, Would you feel different if you knew it wasn't a real person behind it?
I would posit that you would. Yes, absolutely.
We're going to find out, aren't we? We should make a bet on that one.
I'd give you nice odds.
Okay, let's circle back to something you mentioned earlier, equity. You said the tech might need some nudging to ensure equitable outcomes. What does that nudging look like?
Well, first, it might not need any nudging at all. Sometimes technology just does it. But if it does, I don't think we can know the right nudging academically ahead of time. I believe in a tight feedback loop. Watch where problems are created, fix them, find the new ones. It has to be experiential.
But that's hard in a country like the U.S. that takes decades to pass regulations. You can't be relying on that.
I hope the companies will do it. But it also points to bigger ideas, like rethinking our tax system. In a world of AI, taxing income and corporate profits primarily isn't quite right. We need to switch to a tax on capital, on land and companies.
Interesting. Okay, final big questions. If you had one wish for AI, what would it be?
Love humanity.
Can you build that in?
I think so. We've seen that aligning an AI system to behave a certain way works surprisingly well. If we can articulate what love humanity means across many cases, then I think we can get the system to act that way.
Which leads to the ultimate question. Why should we trust you or any single company to make those calls?
You shouldn't. I don't think you should. I don't think we do. I don't think we will. And handing it over to a government bureau isn't necessarily the answer either.
So what is the answer?
Here's a thought experiment enabled by this new technology. Imagine an AI system that chats with all of its users, billions of people, for hours to understand their value systems. Then it collectively aligns itself across that consensus. The users, the people most impacted, get the loudest say in its governance. It's a new form of democracy that wasn't possible before.
Using AI to find a consensus from billions of people? That is a truly mind-bending idea to end on. What a fascinating look at the future. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening.